This morning, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is continuing his tour of the Middle East with a stop in Saudi Arabia, where he's expected to meet for talks with Russian officials about ending the war with Ukraine. Rubio's leading a delegation that includes National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and President Donald Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, heightening concerns worldwide over the Trump administration's apparent attempts to broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine without including Ukraine or Europe in the talks. In an interview on CBS Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, yesterday Rubio brushed off those concerns, saying the talks with Russian leaders in Saudi Arabia won't be, quote, real negotiations. Ultimately, look, if at any point in time there's an opportunity to continue the work that President Trump started last week to begin to create an opening for a broader conversation that it would involve Ukraine and would involve the end of the war and would involve our allies all over the world, particularly in Europe, we're going to explore it if that opportunity presents itself, Rubio said. He continued, ultimately, it will reach a point when you are, if it's real negotiations and we're not there yet, but if that were to happen, Ukraine will have to be involved, because they're the one that were invaded, and the Europeans will have to be involved because they have sanctions on Putin and Russia as well, and they've contributed to this effort. We're just not there yet. We really aren't, but hopefully we will be, because we'd all like to see this war end. Sunday, President Trump told reporters he expects to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Saudi Arabia very soon to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, but didn't give any specifics. This comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United Arab Emirates today. He told NBC's Meet the Press, Ukraine will never accept any decisions between the United States and Russia about Ukraine if Ukraine does not participate in those negotiations. The UAE has been floated as a possible site for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine since it's home to a large population of both Russian and Ukrainian expatriates. They have moved there since the war began and the country's work on prisoner exchanges in the past. European leaders are meeting in Paris today for an emergency summit. The topic, European security, with Poland's prime minister saying, we need to show our strength and unity. French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting the, quote, informal meeting, which will include leaders from the UK, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands and Denmark, as well as the President of the European Council, the President of the European Commission, and the Secretary General of NATO. The European diplomatic efforts follow President Donald Trump's lengthy phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week, after which he announced negotiations to end the Ukraine war would start immediately. Asked if Europeans had a role in talks between Russia and Ukraine, Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, said over the weekend, quote, I'm from a school of realism. I think that's not going to happen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is signaling he's on board with President Trump's plan to remove the Palestinian population from Gaza, calling it the only viable plan to enable a different future for the war-torn enclave. Netanyahu met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel yesterday before Rubio moved on to Saudi Arabia. Netanyahu said he and President Trump have a common strategy for Gaza, saying the gates of hell would be open if Hamas doesn't release dozens of remaining hostages who were taken when the militant group attacked Israel on October 7, 2023. This week marks 500 days of the war. Israel and Hamas are currently in the first phase of a ceasefire, though the second phase is in doubt since talks have yet to begin. Israel's security cabinet is meeting today to discuss the second phase. Negotiators will also be in Cairo this week as mediators there look to help broker a deal for lasting peace in the Gaza Strip. Back here in the U.S., harsh weather is moving west today after pummeling the eastern U.S. over the weekend, killing at least 10 people, 9 of them in Kentucky, where heavy rain led to flooding. The National Weather Service is warning the storm system will bring life-threatening cold to the Rockies and Northern Plains, with temperatures in northeastern Montana expected to dip as low as 45 degrees below zero, with wind chills down to 60 below. Forecasters say not only will this be the 10th polar vortex event this season, it will also be the coldest. Places like eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota will see wind chills between 40 and 50. The dangerous cold will then move back toward the east later this week, the Weather Service saying sub-zero wind chills will likely extend as far south as Texas, Arkansas, and western Tennessee and Kentucky. Today is a federal holiday, President's Day, but it appears some federal workers will not be heading back to work when offices reopen tomorrow, the union representing Federal Aviation Administration. Employees says that several hundred probationary workers started receiving layoff notices on Friday, and they could be barred from FAA facilities come Tuesday as part of the Trump administration's goal of shrinking the federal workforce. The union represents workers who install, inspect, and maintain air traffic control communications, radio and computer systems, as well as develop flight procedures. These reported firings come as transportation. Secretary Sean Duffy says members of Elon Musk's SpaceX team will be visiting the FAA's Air Traffic Control Command Center in Warrenton, Virginia, today to learn about the current system. As Straight Arrow News reported last week, there are at least 200,000 probationary workers in the federal government. That means they have been on the job for less than 1 year and have very little protection when it comes to being fired. Meantime, the Trump administration has halted the firings of hundreds of federal employees who work for the nation's nuclear program. The AP reports that up to 350 employees at the National Nuclear Administration were abruptly laid off on Thursday as part of the Department of Government Efficiency's purge of the Department of Energy, among other agencies. By late Friday night, the acting administrator of the NNSA issued a memo rescinding all but 28 of the firings. Finally, this morning, this year's Daytona 500 is in the books after two weather delays set the big race back 3.5 hours. President Donald Trump was on hand for the start of this year's race, leading drivers on two laps around the track in his heavily armored presidential limousine known as the Beast. William Byron walked away the winner for the second year in a row. A clean ride home on the final lap as others crashed. Byron becomes the fifth driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500s and the first since Denny Hamlin in the 2019-2020 season.